TH, I don't know what, something, just some notes here. I thought about the music industry. I mean, you have someone who makes music, little songs, or band, you know, they, some guys or girls playing together, and they make songs that some people like to listen to, and then they become known, famous, due to and this was made possible due to the, I mean, I'm thinking, taking as example, you know, the Beatles, or, you know, when it all started, or Elvis Presley, for that sake, when the records came, right? So then there's a mass media factor involved there, which, yes, you can sell a lot of these records with that song on it. And those will bring in a significant amount of money. You know, back in the 70s, then I bought an LP record and paid 100 crowns or something for it. And if that band made it big and sold a million, you know, that's 100 million in retail. But that money is not generated by the artists themselves, but by the record companies. And then they add to that touring, concerts, and, you know, you have the band there, or the artist, singing on a stage for 1,000 people, maybe, often more, but let's say 1,000, let's say 2,000. And each one pays, I'm thinking, you know, prices from the 70s. £500. That's a million there. Every night for a month. So that's like 30 million retail. And it can go on like that. And so what you have is an artist who is making something that people enjoy, and a record company, whatever it is, some kind of promotion and money-making people there. Who generate money not because the songs are in themselves worth so much money, these are just songs. But because they know how to use the mass media. If you want to listen to this song, then you pay a little, but you reach millions and millions. And that adds up. Oh, and radio. And then those artists have to make more songs. And then that becomes the active principle here. Now you are a successful artist here, and now you shall produce that which we can use to make lots and lots and lots of money. They found this secret there, this kind of holy money-making grail. Not the artists, but the record. You know, the smart managers and producers, you know. Not even producers, the companies. And then they give the artists themselves a certain amount, and it was not so uncommon that those artists, although being very successful, Pink Floyd, for instance, I heard it was like that, didn't make much money anyway. And quite common, as far as I learned, that the managers and the record companies are basically ripping them off. So when you talk about, you know, we could add this to file sharing episode. When you add this to the equation, it starts to look rather different, right? From the poor artist making their artwork, and then the file sharers, people are copying the, you know, we'll go back to the 70s and people who would record those on their tape recorders. Of course, nobody then would complain about that. We could take that further to the modern times of file sharing. The ones who freak out the most are these money-making companies, because they lose the most. So there is something here that one may question a bit. Is this how art is and should be? You know, the making some music and enjoying listening to some music. Because it seems then that the listening to music is coupled with a whole other dynamic there of adoration and so on. Anyway, I need to take breakfast.